too many studies. Educate in such a thorough manner that students will have time to consult God, time to live in hourly, conscious communion with the principles of truth, righteousness, and mercy. It is not the right thing to do to crowd in all the studies possible in our schools and glut the mind. In all our studies, eternity should be kept in our minds. At this time, straightforward investigation of the heart is essential. The student must place himself where he can draw from the deep resources of all moral and intellectual power. He must inquire into every cause which asks his sympathy and cooperation to have the approval of the reason which God has given him and the conscience which the Holy Spirit is controlling. He is not to perform an action which does not harmonize with the deep and holy principles of the Word of God, which minister light to his own soul and vigor to his own will. Only thus can he do the living God the highest service.